I don't know if any of you remember this story, and it's a legend. Don't know if it's true or not, but we've certainly heard it many times. If anybody remembers the story of the sword in the stone, more commonly known as King Arthur and the Round Table, that particular story has many facets. And most of us probably remember the part about young Arthur, who was just a ward, a servant of the courts, who was able to do an amazing historic thing, pulling a sword from a stone where it was firmly planted. The inscription on this sword said that only the person meant to be the future king would be able to remove that sword. That person would be a special kind. It would have nurture and character. While others, particularly of high position, they also grasped the hold of this thing and tried to pull it out, and it wouldn't go. Arthur, in a time of dire need in his life, simply grasped the handle, pulled it out, and suddenly and as easily from the resting place. From then on, Arthur would be hailed as the king of all England, a wise king. And he not only knighted those with hearts loyal to the kingdom, but he created something called the Knights of the Round Table, a kind of circle of equality, if you would. The knights together would contribute to the decisions of the kingdom, its safety, and its success. The sword was a discerning sword, a judging sword. It could mystically discern the heart of he who grasped the handle and knew who would be worthy. In King Arthur's day, and even today, persons deemed to be worthy are knighted by the sword on the left side of their shoulder and on the right side. That gesture signifies that the person designated had been discerned to be of true character and nature and will be loyal to the kingdom. It's an honor to be knighted. Now, I've picked two scriptures today. I want to go to the other one. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. New Living Translation again. And the subtitle of this one is The Whole Armor of God, and it's about spiritual warfare. Paul says, a final word, be strong with the Lord's mighty power. Put on all God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies and the tricks of the devil. For we're not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against those mighty powers of darkness who rule this world, and against the wicked spirits in the heavenly realms. Use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that after the battle you'll be standing firm. Standing your ground, putting on the sturdy belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you'll be fully prepared. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And put on salvation as your helmet. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times and on every occasion in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all Christians everywhere. And pray for me too, and ask God to give me the right words as I boldly explain God's secret plan that the good news is for Gentiles too. I'm in chains now for preaching this message as God's ambassador, but I pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should.